Hey everybody, welcome back to yet another bite-sized political podcast. And I want to talk to you about one of the true mysteries of our times. And you might say, well, what's that then, David? Well, here's the mystery, and let's see where it takes us. We live in pandemic times. Everyone agrees with that. We're in the midst of a pandemic. And if it's not as bad as the Spanish flu, well, it's pretty close. And it's cost millions of lives around the world, and it's caused us to have to reshape our very ways of living, of working, so much of our lives completely, almost and apparently irrevocably changed as a consequence, the deadly pandemic. Yeah, so that's what most people say anyway. But I wanted to look at some hard data, because hard data is really helpful. And one of my preferred data sources, which you should bookmark and visit as well, is the Euromomo site. Euromomo site, which is easily euromomo.eu. If you go there, and you will see that basically what it does is it pulls together data from 28 participating countries. So Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Malta, Netherlands, Norway, it goes on, Spain, Sweden. And of course, and this is the most interesting element, UK broken down by home nation. So England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. It's all there. And for me, the bit that is really, really interesting in this is when you go to something called Z scores. Now, let me explain what Z scores are. Essentially, Z score, when you look at it in terms of health and in terms of these countries, it's looking at excess mortality, as in the number of people who die above the average numbers of people that die every year. Because believe it or not, prior to COVID, yeah, people did die. I know it's hard to imagine. People did die before COVID. But anyway, this wonderful site, it collates the information and tracks it by month, by year. And so it is that as I talk to you here, I'm able to look at the UK, looking at England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, all four nations. And I see a chart that shows me a tracking line, which is the Z score. And the Z score, as I say, is, has there been any significant excess death? And if there has been, is it within the normal range of variation that you get every year? And also then, there's a line which is, has it been statistically substantially significant? And if it hasn't been statistically substantially significant, then it's really not worrying about, because every year, for different reasons, the amount of people dying goes up and down a bit. That's just the way the world is. Now, the most salient point about this is that when we look at across the UK, England in the spring of 2020 showed substantial excess deaths, substantial now, so very, very noticeable. Northern Ireland didn't show any. Got that? None. Scotland showed some, and Wales basically didn't show any either. So there's your first point. So in the UK in 2020, the prime pandemic year, two of the home nations didn't show any excess death. Isn't that strange? What does that tell us, I wonder? Well, before we get into that, let's then bring it right up to date. Let's look at, yeah, well, that was then, but you know, we've had the deadly second wave. So the deadly second wave in terms of deaths, excess deaths in England, was half of that of the first wave, which we would expect. So England recorded, in January, sort of end of December, end of January, it did show statistically significant excess deaths, but half as many as it did in the spring of 2020. Northern Ireland showed none whatsoever. Scotland showed a small amount for like a week or two, and Wales showed none as well. So again, two of the home nations have not shown any excess mortality throughout that period. And then we bring it right up to death. So because the media keep telling you, well, we're in the middle of the third wave, you know, the third wave, and yeah, it could lead to lockdowns, and we have to be cognizant of this. So when I look at this third wave over the last number of weeks, let's say, for England, I'm sorry, there's nothing that's statistically significant. In Northern Ireland, there's nothing that's statistically significant. Ditto Scotland and ditto Wales. So in other words, this is the odd thing. The deadly pandemic that we're in the middle of is not showing, at this point in time, any increase in excess deaths, which is strange because the media keep telling us the hospitals have never been overworked. They're in crisis. The NHS is about to melt down. Doctors don't know what to do. It's all so awful. And when you look at the ultimate measure of a so-called pandemic, namely excess deaths, there's none. They're just not there. How can this be? Now, these are questions that the mainstream media will never, ever ask. But I'm asking them, and I hope you will as well, because it is logical to assume that if we were in a pandemic, we would see more people than normal dying. But in actual fact, we are not seeing that. And we haven't seen that in Wales and Northern Ireland throughout the entire period of the so alleged pandemic. We have seen a wave in England for sure in March, April 2020, and again in January 2021. But that's been it. It's now September. In fact, it's going to be October soon. And again, when we look at the data suggests that life has returned in terms of excess mortality, if you'll pardon the pun, to about normal. In other words, the sort of numbers of people that you'd expect to see dying are the people that we see dying. So where's your pandemic? You know, you wouldn't have to ask these questions in a real pandemic because everyone would see, oh, well, so Joe Bloggs down the street has died and somebody else has died. And you would know this from lived experience. But the only way we know we're in a pandemic is we're told to wear masks. We're told to socially distance. We're told to be very careful about what we do. We're being told we need COVID passports. So, and the media constantly tells us that we, we're in a desperate third wave. Well, as I said, I've looked at the data. If you don't believe me, please go and check out euromomo.eu. Go to graphs and maps and hashtag excess mortality. It's all there. You can see it. And actually, you know, beyond the shores of the UK, if, because this, as I say, is many countries, what we see in the UK, as in no significant excess mortality, it applies to Austria. I see it in Austria. Cyprus, Denmark, I'm looking, Finland, France, a little bit, but not that much. Germany, no. Hungary, no. So Ireland, actually. Ireland's an interesting one because Ireland has been very much a poster boy for serious lockdown. COVID passports have been brought in. That's it. The Irish are doing their best to fight the pandemic. When I look at the data in terms of excess mortality, I can see a spike that lasted for 3-4 weeks in 2020 and that lasted for 3 weeks in 2021. At this point in time, as I record this, Irish is recording 3-4% less deaths than normal. So there are fewer people in Ireland dying than one would expect. Again, this is strange. But this is pretty much the picture across many countries. And this is evidentially based. One cannot argue with this, folks, because these data is being reported by the countries themselves. Switzerland's interesting. If you check Switzerland out for 2020, yes, Switzerland did have a peak from weeks 41 through to weeks 5, so quite a significant peak, to be fair. But since week 5, so since mid-February, it is showing mortality completely within the normal limits. So there's nothing exceptional happening there as well. So there you have it, folks. I mean, the punchline in all of this is the data, when you look at the raw data and you see it as submitted by the actual countries, you see that there's nobody, there are the number of deaths are entirely within that percentage which we would expect. And in some countries, there are fewer than normal people dying. And I ask you, is that what you would find if it was a real pandemic?